Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Yes,
they do. Chainsaw is currently banged up right now by the energy drink, Bang.
We are not sponsored by them, but it is delicious.
But Bang, if you want to sponsor us, please do. We need money.
We don't need that much money.
Money is nice.
Have goals.
I like money. Money buys you things, and things make you happy.
Things do not make you happy, ma'am.
Sure they do.
Things make me happy.
Yeah. You don't think things make you happy?
I buy new vape things all the time.
I would be content with, like, well, I guess those are things. Never mind.
See, money buys you things, such as energy drinks that make you happy.
Yes.
Money buys you gas for your car to get you places that you want to go.
Sometimes I don't want to go places.
Yeah, rarely, but still.
Just want anyone to date.
You don't date? Yeah, you are kind of reclusive to the world.
What has the world done for me lately?
Nothing, really.
But I do respect that it's by, like, choice. Like, where you're just like, ugh.
Like, I'd rather just be by myself.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of people make that excuse of, like, well, I just don't want to date.
Yeah.
But they're, like, jerking off every fucking night. Like, oh, I wish I was with a real
woman.
Or...
Oh, my gosh. What a way to enter or start a show.
So today we're talking about dating.
Yes. Dating.
I'll take it. No, we're very pro-dating.
I'm married.
Exactly. So.
I'm not married. And I don't know how I feel about marriage.
And I am not married or seeing anyone. And I don't really care.
What did one of your coworkers say the other day? Or ask about you?
Oh, at Cigar Lounge I work at, one of my coworkers is like, do you think single shots are gay? And the guy I work with every night goes, nah, man, he doesn't give a fuck.
Which is so true.
Yeah, you cannot tolerate, like,
because you really don't. Like, you're just content, I guess, making money, buying your own shit, like, not having to worry about anyone else.
Own hobbies.
Being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want.
Without someone telling me not to.
Let's do this. I mean, women are very fucking needy.
Women are pretty needy. They like to fill up schedules.
Fill up schedules.
You're not allowed to have just a day off.
I don't know, though. I like my
days too. You're not a kind of exception.
I like
the exception.
A lot of people I've met, y'all was chill. Y'all don't like to do shit.
I don't like to do anything.
We don't like to follow the rules.
But you read about this all the time. Start hooking up with women, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my god, now she wants to do this, now she wants to go here,
she wants to get married. And then okay, so I saw this whole thing which was pretty fucking ridiculous about, like, engagement rings, and it was asking couples what you think you should spend on an engagement ring, and some people were like, 6 times your salary. And
what?
Like, I don't know why I made that voice. Nobody talked like
because
that.
Because you have to be that rich to spend that
money. Yeah, but like, and these women were so expected of, like at least $2,000. And then there was this one chick, and she was so chill. She was like, A, don't propose to me in public. And B, like, if you're spending more than $100 on my ring, like, we have different priorities, and we should not be getting married.
But at the same time, like, I think it's really stupid how there's, like, these rubber rings nowadays that they're like $10 and they're for active couples that don't want to lose a fancy ring. Like, that's fucking pathetic to me.
I think it should be to each your own. Like, to each your own, whatever you like, but, like, I don't believe in spending that much. Like, get me, I want a fucking tooth. Get me a fucking tooth on a ring, preferably your wisdom tooth, because that's what I want. Like, give it to me on a fucking ring.
You want, like, the whole thing, like, 2 inches tall, the roots and everything?
That's fine. I will accept that. In
oh
a centigram.
Wow. Wow.
That was fucking
the
funny.
Most ridiculous thing.
Personally, when I worked at Sam's Club, I saw rings in the case that were, that cost more than my truck. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So
I got,
for $7,000, I could have a little metal thing with a stone on it that may or may not be real.
Or I could have a truck. And yeah, another truck
that takes me places and
yes.
has, I can do fun things in.
Oh my gosh. No, so I agree. This is your mentality, single shot, about relationships.
Marriage in general. Think of how much money people spend on weddings.
No, how much money they spend on divorce.
For
like
the price of a good wedding dress, you can put a down payment on a house.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous, too. The amount of money that you're supposed to spend on a wedding and, like, your dress. And those dresses, I'm sorry, but, like, they remind me of, like, quinceañera dresses. Like, they're so dramatic. You're supposed to spend it, how much money for one day of your life?
You torture yourself for a month or two fucking trying to fit into this perfect dress that costs $1 million. Like,
because you're not happy with your body. You all have to hear about it.
So I recently had the opportunity to go to a wedding, and I was, like, going to go.
I went to one wedding in my life.
Only one? Really? You went to a wedding?
I went to a wedding and was immediately like, no, thank you.
Was it
and
like
that is why I don't have any friends.
Oh my gosh.
Every wedding I've been invited to after that, I never went.
I've been to one really fun wedding. And I don't know how anyone will ever top their wedding for me. Because their wedding was so relaxed and like fun.
What about it was nice, I guess?
They had like, it was, like, such a relaxed atmosphere. She got married, like, barefoot. Like, I think everyone was barefoot. I know you would have thrown up.
That's disgusting.
You would have thrown up. But, like, no,
no wonder
like,
you're like, ugh.
She pisses me off.
No, and then it was, like, they had, like, a teepee where, like, everyone was hanging out and being cool. And then they and just everything was so chill. What is it? The groom's best man, whatever, like gave us
still like dressed
up, hilarious, and like outed him to his whole thing. Like it was just chill. It wasn't like
why you got to write a check five to give a speech.
But it exactly.
Not going to the comedy
store. It wasn't so traditional. I don't like traditions.
Okay.
Tell us your experience at this wedding, Rocket.
Well, I was like kind of like okay, like yeah, I'm gonna go. I've never been to a wedding. Like this is someone I know. Like it was one of Norman Beat's friends, so we went, or like last minute I was just like, you know what, fuck this, like I don't want to have to drive out there and be out there with a bunch of people I don't know being all emotional crying and shit, and I'll just be all fucking.
Do people cry
yes. not for me
so what? I chose not to go and fuck it. I don't care.
Good on
you. Have you ever been like part of a wedding?
Oh,
no,
like, been like,
yeah, I have not.
Think, no, I mean, I know I haven't. I was gonna say, I don't think I have. No, I haven't. Actually, I have.
No, I haven't, and I would not ever. Like, I don't think I could do that. It's just a little too flouncy.
I don't
for
even
me.
Like the idea
right
like, of like bachelorette parties where you're like. Put a dick in my face. Put it on my forehead. Like, put that dick on my forehead.
It's so stupid.
It is so disgusting. And then, have you seen the videos of all the women that, like, suck the same dick?
No!
I'm so dramatic. I'm sorry, but, like, this is a true thing. Like, bachelorette parties. Like, they're disgusting.
To get
disgusting. Yeah, to just fucking.
Why?
Even bachelorette parties.
Because they're just like, oh, last time to be single, so put it on my forehead.
Put all your dicks in my.
Here's how I look at it.
Like
here's how
disgusting.
I look at it with the bachelor party. We're gonna get you a stripper because you're never gonna get any ever again in your fucking life. Your life is over now. So
yeah,
look
basically.
At these tits and enjoy yourself.
These gross used tits.
Right.
That everyone.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so. I'm so paranoid about STDs, like with dating and stuff. Like, show
is.
Me your papers. Let me see your fucking papers.
Fucking
when was the last time you went to the doctor's office? Like,
she is that kind of person.
Yeah, because
I'm not lying.
Yeah, like, I am not trying to fucking
speaking
get an STD.
Papers. Have you all heard about the app that you can pull up on your phone that'll write out a contract before you have relations with someone you're dating?
Are you fucking
that
joking?
It was consensual at the time.
You're fucking kidding me. Wait,
I mean,
so
Chainsaw,
that,
didn't
what?
You have a little bit of an experience with something like this? Or
what?
Not, okay. Kind of like an experience where somebody asked you, like, is it okay if I do that? Or
what?
And they were trying to say, like, are you... Never mind.
I'm like very confused.
You recently had a situation to where you went out and somebody asked you, like, are you sure it's okay if I do this to you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm sorry. I was blanking out because I felt like I went on a date and someone just pulled out this contract. No. Okay. So I was invited to a party, to a gathering, of such of people that an exclusive group.
Just say it. You want to say
it's like a sex party group. And I was so curious about it. And like, I was like, I kept telling Rocket, like, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. But we're both like, no, we have to.
We want
to
know what happens.
Like, we have to know what happens. Like, this, my curiosity was killing me. So I did. I ended up going to one of these meetings and it was at a bar. So it wasn't like at one of the sex parties, which I was invited to, that you have to get like tickets to, which is a whole thing. And there's like a whole culture. And holy fuck, I thought I was kinky. Like, holy shit, I am a prude, apparently. Like, wow.
That but scares these people, me a little.
Right? Like, it scares me too. So I went to this gathering of people to like introduce each other, get together, whatever. It's at a bar. It's supposed to be low key, like chill. I get there and I'm dressed fabulous. And I get there and everyone's like, ooh, fresh meat.
Not a good sign.
No, I know. And so I start panicking and start pounding drinks, which is not a good idea. Don't do that. Don't get drunk in awkward situations.
Awkward sex party. Do not get hammered.
But that's where the whole contract thing comes. So, okay, I get drunk because I'm feeling uncomfortable, and all these people are like asking me, like, "Oh, do you know why you're here?" And I'm like, "Yes." And they're like, "Oh, first timer." Oh, and it's getting really crazy. But like, all these people,
they didn't
do also it. Play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my gosh, you did not go there.
It was the plaid shorts. I couldn't handle plaid shorts and thong flip-flops.
Ew! I know.
And they were all very short. And you know I have this thing about short men. I cannot handle short men.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just not something that I enjoy because I am only 4'11", and if my neck is at normal level, there is an issue. I'm not used to it. So it was just really uncomfortable.
And they didn't, but the funniest part is about them asking about if everything is okay.
Yeah, like, so they were really, like, they were just like, oh, like, I want to do this to you. I want to, first timer. But, like, is it okay if I do this? Like,
Are you comfortable? With it?
How many drinks have you had? Oh, like, I asked somebody to spank my butt. Just spank my butt. And they were like, ooh, like, you've actually had too many drinks. Like, you need to sign a contract. And, like, it's intense, which I guess is good for, like, the crazy things that they do. But, like, it was so awkward.
But that's becoming the norm nowadays. Yes. People are so afraid of getting sued and ousted as a sex offender that they're going to these horrible lengths. And fucking taking the romance out of it completely.
Let me photocopy your ID for my record. Right. And shit, like.
Please hold two forms of identification up to the camera.
That's basically what it felt like. Which I guess, like, I guess they have to because of the content of their parties.
Sign the guest book.
I wish I still kind of wish I had gone to one of the parties just to see, but I don't think I would have been able to last. Like, I felt very uncomfortable.
Crazy.
That's funny. Norman Beats used to DJ at a sex club.
What?
Yes, and
sounds awkward.
He would just tell me like
clothed person there.
Yes, probably, but he told me like they would be playing porn and shit like on the like he'd be DJing and they'd have porn videos up and playing and they had like private rooms and shit, but people were just doing stuff out in the open and like. It was, like, kind of an exclusive membership deal. Like, people paid a shit ton of fucking money to be able to go there.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, a swingers club, basically. Which was weird to me. Sorry.
I went to a bear club in L.A. when I lived out there. And keep in mind, like, bear clubs are not as inviting to, like, females. Like, they're usually just, they're fucking bears, you know? And so I went with my gay friend and we're in there. And, like, there is just a bunch of, like, gay porn all over the screens and stuff. Yeah. And they were intense. But they had like all these torture devices and stuff and like It was fucking intense in there.
It sounds fucking intense.
The bear scene in LA is fucking awesome and intense and like, wow.
That is fucking crazy.
Sounds scary.
But yeah, like, I feel like a lot of people don't really take relationships seriously nowadays.
How so?
Because of the whole fucking Tinder and so like dating apps and stuff. It's so quick to like find somebody new.
Or people who don't want to just settle for one person. So they want to have multiple people. Like, that's not a relationship in my eyes. Like,
I watched this documentary on Netflix.
Of course.
We're not sponsored by Netflix either, but if y'all want to give us a show,
yeah,
that'd be great.
Netflix, two thumbs up. Six thumbs up.
Six thumbs up.
All of our thumbs.
I even raised my toes.
Ew!
Ew, you like that?
Ew! I love it. I love torturing you guys.
I have to delete this episode now.
But anyway, so this thing on Netflix, it was like Hot Girls Wanted by Rashida Jones, and there's different episodes about like cam girls and relationships, and like there's two stories specifically that like we talked about already. There was one where this guy was 40 years old. He had been on Big Brother and was this like star, became the star because he was the nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like turned, ooh, power corruption. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my gosh.
so he started like hosting these parties and became really popular and like could basically have any beautiful woman that came in to his party. So he kind of became a player and started using Tinder and just basically cannot keep a relationship because he's like, what for?
Yeah.
Like, there's always somebody better. There's always somebody new. Like, why continue?
It's pretty selfish.
It is. And, like, throughout the whole show,
it's like
he's playing it.
Like people's feelings don't matter anymore.
Yeah, and so this one girl, which she was way too fucking needy. Like, dude, for, like, weeks, she's like, I just don't know why he won't return my calls. And oh, it's like, girl, gosh, get over it. Like, he just fucking broke up with you.
Like, move on.
Grab your fucking ovaries and step it up. Like, go.
Yeah.
Why are you crying still 3 weeks later?
I can't stand needy people.
I'm needy as fuck. But, like, I also can turn off my feelings, I guess.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
You're pretty independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a matter of, like, my own, like, defense mechanism to survive is just...
Still a lot of people who have to, be like, constantly feel the need to, like, cling to you or, what are you doing? Want to go do this? I need someone to do this with. Can I go over right now?
You don't like that?
Whole, like, let me look through your phone. I don't agree with that. Right. I think that's silly. If you can't trust your significant other...
I wonder if you can be in a relationship and still have a private life.
Yeah,
but still be open with it. I mean,
well, you should be able to do your own thing and enjoy your own like passions without your significant other. Like, it's so weird to me when they're constantly attached,
doing the same exact thing, or
all the time though. Like all the time, you cannot be separated.
I can agree with that, but at the same time, my ideal woman is someone who can shoot better than me.
Oh my gosh,
Swanson,
single shot.
Were you going to make an advertisement for him? Because I was.
Yes, I was.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Okay, but yes. It is very weird to me when, like, couples... And it honestly, it's a lot in younger couples where they have to do everything alike or they have to do everything together. Like, constantly, like, doing things other people does, the other person does.
Yeah.
Like, copying them, in a sense.
They become the same person.
That's not...
Look at...
Like, you need to be yourself.
You mentioned Ron Swanson, so let's take Parks and Rec as an example.
Love Parks and Rec.
Rashida Jones' character would always assume the personality whoever she was dating at the time.
Yes. So she was, like, Western at one point.
I have friends like
Super
that,
workout
yeah.
girl.
Super
yeah.
workout, yeah.
And then she had...
And then she was, like, Tom.
Right. Buying expensive clothes and fat fabrics. And, For what?
Yeah.
I don't know. There are people who just can't
be
comfortable in their own skin.
Okay. Yeah. There's also people who cannot be by themselves.
That too.
Like, they have, like, once they get out of one relationship, they're already in another one.
Yeah.
And
I've
it's just, like,
people like that.
That's kind of ridiculous to me, too. Like, if you should be able to be by yourself.
And they always seem to be in a relationship with the same type of person.
All, yeah.
Another self-absorbed asshole.
You know, I only dated Leos, apparently.
Really?
Like, by accident. By accident. They were, and they were all, like, their birthdays were, the like, within days apart.
Weird.
Yeah, I was always dating the same exact person.
I can't say I ever really dated anybody before.
I apparently have a type.
What type is that?
Tall and employed.
Tall and employed.
Now.
Okay.
I used to date the homeless. I'm joking. Because they're probably listening.
It's a running joke.
Oh my gosh.
Running joke.
Our mouths today cannot.
Word vomit.
Yeah.
I apologize for the bang.
We are so bad.
But I mean, that's also part of it. Like, I don't ever lie about who I am when I come into a relationship. Like, I am an asshole and I am needy to an extent, but I also like my space.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Relationships are weird.
See, I just think people aren't comfortable being who they are and have to make that fake online persona to try and get attention.
It's so annoying. Just be your fucking self.
Okay, well, did you
the
guys.
The biggest compliment I ever got, smart boss. She's like, how are you so real?
Really?
And I was like, I don't know. You know what you're about. You can't hide it. You just own up to it.
Yeah, this is who I am. True. I think it's funny when girls can't fart. Or, like, they hide that they poop.
Right.
Like, come on, dude.
Like, honestly, do you eat? Then you poop. And if you're not pooping, then something's very wrong with you.
Right.
And please get that checked out.
Anybody in like a 30-foot distance from us always knows when we're pooping.
Yeah, because we're announcing it. Like,
always just announce it.
I'll be pooping if you need me.
Hold my balls. I'm pooping.
Oh my gosh. It's everybody
fucking does it. Like,
yeah.
I think it is ridiculous when like people just try to be.
Well. Also, right,
like secretive, I guess.
I saw this wife swap episode.
I love wife swap.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
It's awesome.
There was one funny. Where this girl would wake up at 5 a.m. to do her makeup because her husband told her, like, that's how I met you and that's how I expect you to look. So, and she was, like, agreed. She's like, if that's how he met me.
So like, she wakes up before him so he never has to see her without makeup on.
He has never seen her without makeup. Can you imagine the amount of effort, like, to get me up at 5 a.m. to do my makeup? Get out of here.
For
like,
real. Fuck that.
You're lucky.
How could you be happy
on my being that? I don't know.
No. You're lucky if I even, like, brush my hair that day. Like, what?
I've seen how you dress.
Yes.
Seriously. Yeah.
Like, if you're lucky that I decided to even fucking curl my eyelashes today.
Your everyday outfit is just black leggings and, like, five black sweaters that are all different shades of black.
Oh my gosh.
That's fucking funny.
But again, I don't hide who I am.
And at least people have accepted you for, like, who you are. Or people tolerate you.
Right. Yeah, you have to.
Everyone has to be tolerated at one point or another.
And there is always someone that will tolerate you, so don't ever settle.
That's true.
But I do think the whole dating thing is changing because of, again, online dating.
Millennial.
I tried online dating. It wasn't that great.
What site did you try?
OkCupid.
Oh.
I didn't like the fact you had to pay just to talk to someone.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay, have all of us online dated?
And
all the girls on there, I never trusted their pictures.
Well, no, of course
not.
Girls
change their fashion way too much, and they always look different.
Or they change, or they put the best, like,
pictures.
And you can look totally normal.
I'm sorry.
You have a gigantic explosion at the end.
Oh, gosh. Like,
I don't know what
it's always the fat girls that only have pictures of their faces.
And girls always have pictures of themselves with other girls.
They're like, which one is it?
Which one am I picking here?
Stupid.
Online dating is terrifying from their perspective.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it takes so much time and effort. And then
I don't even know what to say about myself. I don't give a fuck about myself.
I know. I hate the, like, introduction of, like, write a summary. Like, fuck you. That's what I'm going to write. Fuck you.
Right.
If you get my sense of humor, then please message me.
I can't tell you how I am. You just have to experience me.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, don't. Move it along.
Right.
That's fucking funny. But how long were you on there?
About a year.
Did anybody hit you up?
I've got a few likes, but Nobody put forth any money, even on free weekends, to try and respond to me.
Oh, really? Yeah, I online dated when I was in Colorado because I was like, I'm trying to meet some friends and then just stay here because I was like prepared to move there.
Yeah.
And like people would talk to me but never wanted to meet up, I guess. And also I feel like it's because I put pictures of like, or I put that I had kids. And so I feel like people don't ever care when you have children.
Well, and that's probably the hardest part too, is like you have to be so picky having a kid.
It's just so common these days. Like we were talking about a couple episodes ago how the two-parent household is non-existent.
Uncommon. Yeah, it's really hard to date when you're like a single mom, or I imagine a single dad too.
Yeah.
I think it's harder for a single mom.
How do you find that balance between caring for your child and caring for yourself?
It's hard because I've been through it. But it works if you work it. What is that from? That's a quote. Oh my god. No, I was not referring to Missy Elliott. Oh my gosh.
It's the bang again.
Or you just are Missy Elliott. Like,
I wish I was.
Oh my gosh.
That's my spirit animal.
But yeah.
I want the fucking black suit. I'm gonna show up to the next like fucking episode meeting.
Oh my god.
What's up, kids?
Doing the dance and everything. Yeah.
Missy Chainsaw.
Except, have y'all seen me dance? There's no way that I could pull off Missy Elliott.
I haven't seen you dance.
Are you a total Elaine dancer?
I am Elaine Benes when I dance. I do a lot of pointing.
And, like, kicking?
Yeah, I don't know where my body goes. I apologize.
I don't dance, because dance is non-expressional.
You don't like dance? I danced my whole life, so. Yeah, not as a stripper. Dance. Like, as a real classically trained dancer.
Are you, like, so afraid of the public perception of you that you have to specify that?
The public doesn't know me.
Exactly. So why do you have to tell them you weren't a stripper?
I don't know.
Because it's so typical for a female.
Because
to be classified as... if you say dancer as a female, the first reaction is, oh, you mean stripper?
Exactly, because nobody fucking thinks of contemporary art anymore. Like, or that they don't acknowledge, like, dance is like, oh, whatever.
Nobody
so people always say dance instead of strip, and that's always bothered me.
Like, I don't acknowledge dance as an art form, because I've seen way too many episodes of Dance Mom.
But you've also... whatever. I can't agree with that, because I am a dancer.
I just want to dance! My daughter does dance, and she is... not a dancer. She has two left feet and like is very clumsy looking and not graceful. But she loves it.
I remember when Rocket was in dance, there's how many girls there couldn't.
Yeah.
Still did it.
There was a lot of people that sucked hardcore.
Girl, I was in dance and I don't know how that even happened because again, I am Elaine Benes. I don't know how to dance. Like, I don't understand.
I was really, really good.
There were only like three girls in that whole company. You had a dedication to have abs at 12 years old.
Jesus. Me. That was me.
You were the backpack kid?
The backpack kid.
The little... Isn't he buff? Or no, is it... Okay, maybe I'm... I'm too old and can't keep up with time.
I don't know.
I apologize.
That's okay.
But back to dating.
Yeah, we got off topic. As usual.
Yeah.
It's no surprise anymore.
We're all caffeinated and nicotined up. And
that's true.
And have been playing with other things.
That's true.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about, like... Okay, so I watched this also on that Hot Girls whatever by Rashida Jones. There was a cam girl, and she had an online relationship with this guy who lived in, like, Australia and was married. This cam girl was married, and, like, her husband is aware of what she does. And he was finally, like, paying for her to go to Australia to meet him. And she was like, oh, I'm so excited. This could be the love of my life. And, like, I'm pretty sure her husband was acknowledging, like, you're about to leave and, like, cheat on me. And, like, you're going with this fucking guy.
Weird.
And so she goes, and it's completely fucking awkward. And it's not like it is, because online you could be somebody different, same thing via text.
Yeah.
Than it is in person. Like,
no reason I don't trust online dating. You can be whoever you want online.
Exactly. Yeah. It's insane to me, though.
It's way easier to create a persona online.
The way you read also has an effect on it.
Yeah, that's true.
How many times have you texted someone you take your connotation?
Take it the wrong way. Oh, yeah. People getting mad over fucking nothing. Like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, really? Don't yell at me.
I said hello, good morning.
Yeah. I saw that angry punctuation mark.
Oh, my gosh. People always think that I'm, like, yelling or angry when I speak. I don't know why. Fucking retards. Sorry, that was a little rude.
You are usually angry.
I don't know why people think you're angry all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And you have the death eyebrows. So.
So what do you think about, since there's so much, you know, the internet's like the biggest porn monster on the planet.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
What do you think about people being so desensitized to it that they don't care about relationships anymore?
I mean, you could
pretty much get a pussy delivered to you.
Yeah, like, right?
In doll form or
pre-ordered wives.
Oh my gosh.
True.
Come to the U.S. Be my wife.
Why do you think they're making sex robots?
Yeah, AI is going to lead to that too.
Isn't that? Okay, I'm sorry. It's creepy to me. Like, why would you want to fuck a robot?
I mean, think about it. Less work.
You don't have to spend money.
You don't have to, like, do anything.
You're in a relationship with someone who gets up at 5 a.m. to put makeup on so you don't see them without makeup.
Ugh.
That's just a fucking robot slave to their own self.
But an actual, literal, like...
I like how angry your arm is folded.
Oh my gosh.
It's comfortable for me, so I don't have to play with things on the table.
Oh, that's true. But an actual, like, silicone fucking mechanical robot. Like, how could you... It just reminds me of the guy on, like, A Thousand Ways to Die? Where he got, like, the cow heart, he put the fucking...
Like, it's never enough.
He energized it, like, with a battery. And so
I was just talking about that today. Interesting.
And he was masturbating with it. He was, like, fucking it. And then he died.
What kind of Frankenstein fucker thinks of this
Dude,
shit?
Because people cannot, like, it's... You always want more. It's always the one step up. Like
these are the kind of people who are like, oh, what's this? Double anal. I watched that for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Exactly. At what point is it just too much?
I don't know.
Because you can watch anything now.
Right.
Yeah, literally. It's all available.
You have no control over what sets you off.
And also, like,
do you think at such
a young age,
I think whatever you like is already in your brain and you don't know it until you see it.
Really?
Just terrible.
Really? I don't know.
I guess. I mean,
I feel like it depends on also, like, the way you're raised and stuff. Like, daddy issues and shit like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ew. Incest porn.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's nasty.
That is so gross. Yeah.
But thank you, Single Shot, for reminding me to look up this company that we passed by on the way here.
I am.
I can't actually find what kind of work they do. Our phone call.
Pretty sure it's porn.
But I mean, what? I mean, the sex industry is one of the leading industries. Like, phone porn. I wonder if that phone porn is still a thing, though.
Oh, like the phone sex call workers or whatever?
Yeah, like, I wonder if that's a thing, because you can just camgirl it now, right?
What about VR porn?
What is VR porn? Are you serious?
But there is a thing.
You put a fucking bodysuit on that has sensors on it, and it can stimulate any part of your body touch on the prison on your side instead of a touch panel.
What? That's so weird to me.
That is insane, isn't it?
But I'm telling you, weird. That's why all of us are apparently prudes, because we have not experimented with AI fucking. There we go.
What about ghost fucking?
Alien fucking? This is a thing. But it's a thing.
Why
not?
Chainsaw.
Because if you can imagine it, somebody out there
can do it.
Can fuck it.
Yes.
Perfect. It's a perfect way of putting it.
Can you get shirts made of that?
That is rule 24.
If you can think right it, there. You can fuck it.
If it exists, there is porn of it.
Yeah. Like blind porn.
Oh my god. That just reminded me. I just recently saw... I think I'm going to throw up thinking about it.
Oh, no. Is this podcast appropriate? Let's ask ourselves this question.
Maybe
not.
You already started. Go ahead and say it.
I apologize if you cannot handle... If you have sensitive ears, just turn it off.
For 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And then turn it back on.
Okay, so you guys know I'm a huge wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what? I didn't know, and I should have known this, but I was young and naive and was not watching porn, apparently, China.
Like, 5 years ago? 5 months ago? 5 minutes ago?
No, I just learned about this recently, that China has porn with X-Pac because they were, like, apparently X-Pac? A thing. Yeah, he's a wrestler.
Okay.
For all chill. Of my other wrestler fans out there that understand who I am right now. China and X-Pac. And it was the most disgusting thing because I didn't know that steroids and all of that, like, can cause a woman's, like, clitoris to enlarge.
To turn into a penis.
It looks like a mini penis. Pseudopenis, and it was the craziest
thing.
A pseudopenis.
And why do you know this?
I know things.
Should we be worried?
So I see you're not surprised by my China.
We had a discussion a few weeks ago.
Oh,
that's
true. Oh, okay. We did, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just the most disgusting thing that I've seen in a while because it was China, I think. That's why. I think it was just because it was China. I was a little bit disappointed.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm sorry,
I know. But I do enjoy watching really disgusting porn, apparently. Like
midget porn?
That is one of the most disgusting things.
Mini-meat porn.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. His tongue is like a reptile.
That's disgusting.
I know. We need to stop. This is too much. I can't. Oh, I apologize.
Ugh. What about donkey shows?
Stop.
No. Why?
I don't understand how women could ever allow.
But are they real?
To them,
are they real?
Yes, women have bestiality. That's
one
a
time,
thing. That's a fetish.
You started as a wholesome family activity, and then you took it down a road that's just, you know, against Jesus, man.
So one time when I was like, I think when I was like Lime Wiring, was that the music one back in the '90s or something?
LimeWire, yeah.
When I was Lime Wiring music, I got a virus, and like it was a fucking chick fucking getting fucked by a dog.
And I
couldn't get it to close, and I was like, fucking disgusted.
I remember seeing a dog's penis for the first time and
Red Rocket.
I was like, terrified for it to even get close to me. I was just like,
it's just pretty weird, but. That reminds me of South Park always.
Oh, yes.
Red Rocket.
That's so fucking gross.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. For the record, this is not how Rocket got her nickname.
No! Oh my god. Fuck no. Oh my god, single shot. No, that is not how I got my name.
In single shot to not get his name.
Right?
We are done. Disgusting. Too much caffeine for ourselves.
Now that we've scarred our entire fan base for life,
we apologize.
We do.
We're back.
Sick. This was an episode about dating, then became an episode about porn.
We are disgusting human beings.
Yeah, clearly.
It's interesting though, because I think because of the excess of porn that like. It is leading to, like, more stuff. Like, more children are dying from, like, self-asphyxiation.
That escalated quickly. No. Homoerotic asphyxiation. Yeah, I'm seeing a spike in that.
Yes, more people. Oh, my God. You will have sex and die.
Don't have
Viagra-related death.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Or STDs in, like, having a rise in, like, nursing homes.
Right. More promiscuous
things.
Than ever.
Yeah.
I think it's because they're desensitized from porn and insatiation.
Or we're bored.
It's funny to me and
these
weird.
These are boring times.
Oh my gosh, which actually I just saw like the most hilarious thing and I meant to send it to y'all. I'm going to show it to y'all right now and then I'll post it later on Instagram for y'all to see. Hold on. Single shot, you will get your turn in a second. Just please be patient. So basically, it's a picture of someone.
That is absolutely disgusting.
It's a picture of like an old lady at Target, and she bought 50 Shades of Grey and a cucumber, and that was the only thing she had.
That is so disgusting.
Oh my god, it's fucking funny.
And that reminds me of the hot dog video you showed me.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
People of the world, if you haven't seen this video, I'm going to fuck up your world and tell you about it. It's a lady. She clearly works at a restaurant, and she's like a waitress, and she's putting together this meal on a plate, and it's a hot dog. She grabs the fucking hot dog, she puts her leg up on the counter and like slides her underwear over and starts sticking this hot dog in her cooter. Like in and out, in and out, in and out. So and then disgusting. She takes so it gross. Out, puts it back in the bun, and walks out to feed it to a customer. And this is on video, surveillance video. Oh. You can find it on YouTube. It hot is- dog, waitress, fucker, put back on tray. I don't know what to, just search for all that.
That's so find disgusting it. To me.
Oh, it's pretty fucking nasty.
I just don't understand.
People are weird.
People are assholes.
Asshole, well, yeah, that is kind of an asshole move. But why would you, well, like, what would even possess you to do that in the first place?
Yeah, do you know how stinky hot dogs are? Like, I don't want that in Dude. Me. That is disgusting.
You know how stinky cooters can be?
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Ladies, love your vagina enough to take care of it. If it has a smell, there is something wrong with
Gross.
It.
Public service announcement from James.
Oh my gosh. That is funny.
But again, it goes back to, like, my whole fucking terrifying thing of like STDs. I feel like everybody has an STD, super gonorrhea, super chlamydia.
Oh my gosh.
All of these crazy
Space
things.
Herpes.
Yeah,
Space
herpes. All these crazy things exist, and like I've been lucky enough to go this long without getting anything. Like I'm not about to start.
True.
So show me your papers.
Oh my gosh.
Papers, please. Please.
Ah, you never thought a brown girl would say that to you.
Wow. Wow.
Again, the bang.
Well.
This is why I don't date. There's just too many weirdos out there.
That's true. Also, or how many, like, online people have been killed from going on dates?
Or catfish.
Or catfish.
I like
enough
it.
Enough to make a fucking show.
Yes.
There's
I
a
like
show?
Watching. Yes, there's a movie.
This one is like 7th season.
It was a documentary. Yes, girl. MTV. Catfish.
Oh, sorry. MTV.
It's so.
Oh, yeah.
But sorry. It's a good show. It's fucking funny to watch these fucking idiots get catfished. Like, go somewhere to fucking meet this person that they think they are talking to online and then have, like,
all the way to Florida.
A giant 900-pound man walk out. Yeah, all the way to Florida.
Right. But your profile picture shows you as a hot girl in a club.
Oh, but you're really an old guy?
With how like, do you feel about Room Raiders, though?
Room
like,
Raiders
the dating shows from the fucking 90s or 2000s were the best.
Or, like, was it Room Raiders?
Room Raiders, and then there was,
There was one where they were on, like, a bus. Like, I don't know.
There's a show in the UK. That's very interesting.
What is it?
They put 5 people in glass boxes. And then one person on stage next to the host. And the people in the boxes are naked.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of slowly reveal everything about them. And you pick who you like based on looks. And then you go on a date.
What?
But
that is interesting.
That's superficial.
It is very superficial, but it's a very interesting experiment.
But, I mean, also, we all naturally are superficial. Like, you can't just be like, oh, wait. Like, it doesn't matter how they look. Like, obviously, you're attracted to somebody for something.
For
whether
some
it is, like, he has beautiful eyes, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think attraction starts with physical attributes and then works into the mental.
I know. People who say that they don't date for looks, I kind of don't believe you.
No. Totally.
Unless they're, like, looking for daddies.
Unless they're just gross, like, back-knee people.
Sorry.
Rocket's
I'm sorry.
So judgmental.
I'm very judgmental today. I apologize.
She does not mean to offend your back knee.
Well, get it taken care of, though. There are creams.
I do enjoy watching those videos, though. Of disgusting, like, pimple popping. I am a disgusting human being.
I almost threw up for real. I can tolerate those to an extent, but...
Change all your gross. Rocket, you're a horrible person.
Why am I horrible? What did I do?
You hate everybody. You judge them harshly.
Well, I mean... Hey, guys. Rocket's here. Chainsaw as well. You may have noticed that the show kind of just cuts off here in the dating show.
The actual original video or recording goes on for 1:22 after it just suddenly stops. So we thought we'd give you guys a little background as to why we think that this happens.
Go ahead, Rocket. As you know, or maybe you don't, but now you will, we love to tempt fate or test fate and play with the Ouija board. So that's kind of what we've been doing at our recording location, one of them. And stuff has been happening, paranormal stuff that we actually have recorded some of it.
Other stuff, it's been like knocks. It's always four knocks.
Four very similar knocks in a row, perfect timing. And that's actually what I heard at this moment while recording this podcast.
And so in the recording, Rocket stops and says, did you guys hear that? And so we all kind of pause and like, we're kind of like, what the hell? Like, this can't be real. But then we continue. And again, the show goes on for a minute and 22 seconds after.
But whenever we played it back, yeah, like playing it back weeks later, we noticed that it just cuts off. And
that was the time that we heard the knock, or Rocket heard the knock. And the weird part is, too, is that the actual recording continues.
Yes.
But the sound is muted for a minute and 22 seconds when the knocks occurred until...
In the paranormal house. Like, this is not stuff that we can make up. We have no idea why it stopped recording here, or didn't stop recording but didn't pick up any noise.
Completely went mute for a minute and 22 seconds.
So
strange. Just wanted to give you guys an update as to why it just suddenly stopped. And maybe this will lead to another episode.
Definitely. All right.
Stay tuned.